All right. So go ahead and find the meditation posture once again. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath in and exhale. One more time, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, good. Now, float back to childhood. Find yourself in a perfect place to grow up. Totally safe. Comforting. Now notice what this safe place looks like. It sounds like. And now notice even what it smells like. And now, notice how at ease you are, how safe you feel. Okay, good. And now imagine a perfect nurturer. This is a kind of like a parent-like figure, but don't base them on your actual parents. Base them on maybe like an angel, a god-like figure, a movie star, somebody you don't really know, somebody that you can kind of imagine is perfect. Okay. So now they come to you. And the first thing that you notice about them is that they are very interested in you, but in a very sweet and trustworthy way. And now already this helps you settle even more. Notice how the shoulders drop just a bit more. That there's a quality of relief and ease in the body. And now there they are. So sweet, so attentive. Might lean in or tilt the head. Say, oh, what are you up to? And now notice what it's like to have someone's full attention in this really sweet way. Okay, good. Now we'll kind of move on to the main purpose. So now bring up some sort of suffering, something that is really unresolved and uncomfortable for you. And this can be something from your adult life, and it doesn't matter that the suffering is kind of mismatched age-wise with how old you're imagining that you are. That doesn't matter. So go ahead and bring this up. And now, see how perfect nurturer really understands that they lean in and tilt the head. They totally get it. They even physically soothe you. And now go ahead and give voice to whatever feels unfinished about this suffering of yours. And they're going to listen really attentively. That's right. Keep going. And now see how they really get it. And now they keep responding to you in just the right way. They totally get it. Right? And now once again, give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. Yeah, the perfect nurturer understands, of course. They see it just the same way as you do. Now they're also with you in such a way that you really feel accompanied. And they physically soothe you in just the right way. That's right. Keep going. Good. Now, they tell you just the thing that you need to hear, just the thing that you need to hear to feel better. They tell you that now. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Okay. And now you are starting to feel a bit better. And now the perfect nurturer sees that. Now you're even feeling better. And they're so happy to see that you're feeling better. They rejoice in that. And this reinforces this sense of belonging and connection with them. Okay. Good. And now, go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now, just imagine that you step outside of the meditation, that you look back. What was this like? What did you learn? What are the takeaways here? Okay, good. All right. Now bringing this to a close, I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.